Hi, and welcome to our podcast on what is Boyum Cloud and why should partners adopt it. My name is Naama Aroni, and I will be your host. And today with me, I have Fernando Alessio, Product Manager of Cloud Application here at Boyum Solution. Thank you for joining, Fernando.
Hi, Naama. Thank you for having me today.
So, you know, Boyum Cloud may be new for some of our partners, but before we dive into what the solution is and really why should partners adopt it, can you say a few words about yourself? Give me, you know, what's your role? What do you do in your daily life?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. My daily life is, it's like pretty much everyone's. We are trapped at home, working from home since 1 year pretty much. But in regards to SAP Business One, I have been pretty much in all roles into this SAP B1 universe. I have started as an implementation consultant in 2005, more or less. Then I worked as a project manager in various implementations, quite a lot of implementations in different countries, including Brazil, where I'm from, of course, Chile. I have been in the States, Panama, and also China. Since 2011, when I joined Boyum, I started working as a channel manager for the Latin America market. And then I had the chance to develop some partnerships in South America. And then we evolved to be a SAP VAR in Brazil for a couple of years until I was invited to join the product development team back in 2016. At that time, I started working as a product owner for the horizontal solutions we have, like B1 App, Print and Delivery, CRM for Outlook, and iPayment. And I am currently working as a product manager of cloud applications, as you mentioned. And I pretty much work in the upper level product management part, which is bridging the gap between development, marketing, and also our partner success unit.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, you've been with us for quite some time.
Yeah, I think it's close to 10 years now.
Yeah. So, you know, when we're talking cloud and we're talking about our partners, what would you say are the main challenges for partners that they face on their daily business?
Well, as I said, I have been playing around with this Business One ecosystem in several different roles. So when we started developing the first Boyum Cloud application, which was built, it's almost 2 years ago, let's say, we already knew a lot about this SAP ecosystem thing, right? We knew most of the partners, and we have been leaders into this SAP B1 solution segment for many years. So we knew that having products that meet only the needs of the end customers using B1 was not enough, because into this ecosystem, you also need to provide a lot of value to the partners. Otherwise, they cannot act as effective channels, right? So we had in mind that we need to have an offer that complements Business One capabilities, but could also leverage ERP sales for these partners. And this add-on should not be a risk factor for projects. So we had this in mind when developing Boyum Cloud. So as a good product team, we did our homework and we did a lot of research with partners to understand the main pain points they had into their day-to-day operations, selling and implementing Business One. So with these interviews, we talked to several partners across the globe, different sizes of partners, different regions, different business strategies they had. And after having these interviews with partners, some patterns of problems have emerged during these conversations. And we, of course, can summarize this in three different categories, which is sales issues, implementation issues, and support problems as well. So each one of these areas in the partner's operation lead to have different challenges. So in sales, it's pretty much standard. Like it's not only SAP Business One, but all ERPs will always have functional gaps. They have a very strong core, but each customer has its own specific needs, right? So it's very difficult to close an ERP deal, which is a quite important investment for the end customer, without having any complementary solutions. So this was number one. Partners have a hard time selling SAP Business One Vanilla, and they need good solutions to complement and be able to close the deal, right? On the implementation side, add-ons, of course, are more work in the project implementation. And depending on how complex is the add-on, or if the add-on has no quality or things like this, this can be a risk factor for the project, leading to reduced profitability for partners. So having a solution that are high quality and easy to use are very a key success factor for implementations. And on the support end, imagine you're a partner, you have hundreds of customers, each customer using a different add-on from a different provider. So your support team will really struggle to be up to date to all these different products from different suppliers on top of SAP innovations, right? So this diversity of solutions into this ecosystem really is an issue when it comes to provide support, right? So we had this in mind when developing Boion Cloud to address, of course, on top of the end customers' needs for their functional requirements, we are also aiming to help partners into day-to-day operations.
That's pretty interesting. I mean, you hit it on sales implementation and support, and the fact that the partners have many solutions to choose from, keeping your consultants and support, you know, up to date with everything. It's can be a challenging task. Yeah. So how do you suggest that Boion Cloud will address those issues in sales and implementation and support? How would you describe the added value of the solution?
Yeah, we had in mind the objective with Boion Cloud is to help partners. This is the value proposition we have for partners, right? Because each application will have a specific value proposition for the customer the application is going to serve. But for partners, we want to help partners increase their SAP B1 sales using our applications that lead to customer satisfaction, effortless implementations, quick and easy implementations, and minimal support afterwards. So our main objective for partners is just to help them succeed into the Business One ecosystem. And for doing that, of course, we need solutions that are effective, that does the job for the end customer, but at the same time are easy to configure and use. A key factor for this way of working is that we adopted a modern approach on product development, because we now give as much importance to the discovery process that as we do for the delivery of working software. So it's not about shipping features only, it's about understanding the right problems to solve. So as we do research and run experiments and validations with customers and partners, even before starting the first line of code of a feature of a solution, we use data after we ship software to continue this conversation and feedback loop with these partners and customers that allow us to evolve the solution based on how they are realizing and perceiving the application value. So we have this back and forth interaction with partners and customers using data to understand how they are using the application and coming closer to them to understand which problems they are facing and how we can deliver relevant solutions to their daily challenges. And to make this easier, it sounds like rocket science, but definitely it's not. We are just not anymore into an ivory tower thinking that we know everything about everyone, right? We are just going to the ground to really understand the major topics. And to make this experience pleasant, we have a really great talented team of designers and engineers who make the user experience of the Boion Cloud applications very pleasant and simple. On top of that, when you create a solution which is simple to use and addresses the real pain points, you really shorten the sales cycle, right? It gets easier to sell a solution like this. And as a consequence, partners can close more SAP B1 deals. Because this way, if you have an easy to implement solution, which the value is easy to realize, salespeople don't have to spend their time convincing customers about the value of a solution. It's quite clear. It's crystal clear. They just understand how it works and how it addresses their own problems. And this ease of use also makes a lot of difference during the implementations, because consultants can set up applications in just a few hours and dramatically reducing project issues. And in support at the end of the project and after we go live, partners have a great challenge in knowing and keep up to date with the other solutions as we discussed. And therefore, easy to use solutions are essential to increase customer satisfaction with the support provided.
Yeah, you're completely correct here. And you did mention the process of this product coming to life and what it takes, you know, that we don't just build products, we research, we go and really try to surface the challenges of what this application is intending to solve. But I want to ask you, at the end of the day, if you have to say it in one sentence, what is Boyom Cloud?
Yeah, we have been promoting Boyom Cloud for quite a long time. And of course, we started with the idea of Boyom Cloud, and then we came with the application. So sometimes I see a little bit of confusion, right? So people think that Boyom Cloud is a software or is a product, but pretty much Boyom Cloud is a concept, right? So it's a suite of lean cloud applications for business one that are role-based, quick to set up, and easy to use. So Boyom Cloud is the family of products and not a product specifically.
So it's not targeting manufacturers or wholesalers as an industry. It's rather solving a role tasks or the tasks that a certain role in a company has.
Yes, definitely. I mean, we are using for this product development approach something called jobs to be done. The jobs to be done is another way of looking to your target market, right? So instead of using of segmenting a target market per industry or per demographics, let's say, we try to understand the target market about a target having unserved needs. So once we understand a problem that a customer needs to address, we assume that many other customers might have the same problem, even though they belong to different industries. So when you have this job to be done concept in mind, you're really building a product to solve a specific job for whatever customer that has that job to be done, you know? So it's a different view on how to segment the markets.
Okay, so how does the Boyom Cloud fit into the rest of the Boyom IT product? I mean, how does it align with our product strategy?
Okay, as I said, Boyom Cloud is a suite of products, but above all, Boyom Cloud is a technological platform, right? We already created and developed three solutions with this technology. First was Boyom Cloud Build, which is a product development management solution. Then we had Boyom Cloud Produce, which is a production order processing application. And then now we just launched Inspect, Boyom Cloud Inspect, which is a quality inspection management solution, and many more will come, right? We, as our strategy, we know that end customers having an ERP, they already made a big investment up front to have this ERP running, right? And it's important to maintain these applications that are already implemented and working well. However, we don't want to bring obstacles for these customers to have access to innovation. So for this reason, we created our applications in Boyom Cloud in a way that they can be used by any SAP Business One customer, regardless of how their SAP environment is deployed. So it's a set of cloud applications that work seamlessly integrated to standard Business One implementations, right? So this is pretty much what we call the concept of hybrid solutions. So we allow the customers to maximize their return on the investment they already did for the solutions they had implemented, Business One and other add-ons they might have. But we are also allowing them to have access to innovative cloud-based applications. So it's pretty much the best of both worlds together. So they don't need to throw away whatever they have. They just plug in and play with more value on top of their existing solution stack. And this hybrid approach is also a big advantage for partners because they can deliver value and innovation to new and also existing customers, generating a lot of opportunities across their entire customer portfolio.
Okay. So when we're talking about a role-based approach, can you tell us something about the products and, I mean, and the target audience, the jobs that it can solve?
Sure, sure. Well, before we think about developing any product or feature, we are using a discovery process to map the objectives of a particular professional role, which we define as user personas, right? So, for example, in the case of produce, we have the production manager or the shop floor operator. These are professional roles that we define as user personas. So once we understand each persona's objectives, we call these objectives jobs to be done. And jobs to be done is a concept that was popularized by the late professor called Clayton Christensen from Harvard Business School. And this is a very interesting concept. I really recommend you to go after it when you have the time. Because once you map these jobs and understand the underlying pain points that that user persona has during the execution of the job, then you can develop meaningful solutions that addresses the real needs in an effective way. You're not just shipping features. You're actually solving problems. So the way you solve the problem is the feature, but there are many different alternatives to solve the same problem. So that's why we explore the problem first, and then, just then, we go to the solution. So as an example, if we talk about Boyon Cloud Inspect, the main job for this application is quality inspection management. So you buy the solution to do quality inspection management. The role could be, in this case, two roles. Inspect serves the quality manager for sub-jobs like planning inspections, monitoring inspections, analyzing results. These are different jobs that a quality manager has to perform on their day-to-day work. On the other side, the quality inspector, which is another persona, has different jobs. So they have to execute the inspections. They have to issue inspection certificates, for example. So although Inspect is a single solution, it is composed by two different applications, each of the applications aiming at a specific user persona and covering that persona's most important jobs to be done. So, in the same fashion, we have Boyon Cloud Build, for example, which is developed for product managers. And we have also Boyon Cloud Produce, which is a solution for production manager and shop floor operator. So each persona type will have their jobs, and we aim on the jobs to better serve that specific persona. And this whole concept of jobs to be done, as I said, if you are interested in understanding, or our listeners are interested, I recommend reading the book Competing Against Luck by the professor Christensen.
Thanks for the recommendation. I'm sure the partners that are listening in would appreciate that. So, like we said before, would you say that the product focuses on certain industries?
Yeah.
Or is it, can fit into any industry?
Yeah, this is a kind of a tricky question because it depends. Like, this is the standard consulting answer for everything. It depends, right? Mm-hmm. But actually, when you adopt these jobs to be done lenses and concept, the way you target customer becomes a little bit different. You start segmenting your customer based on their needs and not so much by micro verticals or demographics. You know, for example, customers who need quality inspection management as a main job are potential customers for Boyon Cloud Inspect, regardless of their particular industry, if they are chemicals or if they are food and beverage. If they need quality inspection, we are solving the job. We are not solving for any particular industry. So the specifics about each implementation can be addressed during the project itself. For example, on how you create the inspection plans, the order of the tests, the quality levels required. This is specific per company, but the need for doing inspection management is cross-industry. But of course, some customers who are already quite mature in their verticals might require broader solutions for us. I mean, if they are really mature, they really want to have kind of specialized solutions for their specific niche. So for them, we have more comprehensive solutions as Beas Manufacturing and Prodomax WMS, which can be better suited for these specific industry scenarios. So in this context, Boyon Cloud and the other solutions that we also have are not overlapping, but they serve different segments and different types of customers. So we are, with Boyon Cloud, we are expanding the reach of our partners to gather more business opportunities.
Earlier, you mentioned the complexity and the learning curve of robust add-ons. How much time do you think partners will have to invest in consulting training, configuration, user training?
Okay, this is quite straightforward with Boyon Cloud. I mean, we can say that everything can be done in just a single day. So trainings are based on e-learning, less than 2 hours for module. The applications can be set up easily in between 1 to 2 hours. And as the main data objects are automatically synchronized with SAP Business One, there's no data migration. So this also saves a lot of time during implementation. In addition to the e-learning, there's a lot of really great materials for partners to use in their pre-sales process and product demonstrations, as well as marketing materials and things like this. So we are quite well covered about resources for partners in general.
What about online help and documentation?
Yeah, we have for sure an online help, and we have a lot of context-based help in the application itself. So we try to make the user not have to refer to any manuals, right? If the user and the partner, of course, consultants, can understand the application by using the application, by getting hints provided by the application, then it's a way better because the learning curve gets even shorter, right? There's a saying by Elon Musk. I think it's a little bit overreacted, but he says that if a product needs a manual, it's broken. Of course, it's very ambitious sentence, right? But we are aiming to have a so good and flawless user experience that people pretty much don't need to go to the documentation. But of course, it's there. Let's see how it goes. Hopefully, one day we don't need a manual anymore. Who knows?
Yeah. That would be the aim. So we're talking about Lean applications for SAP Business One. Are there any technical requirements to use Boyom Cloud? And is it important to run SAP in the cloud as well?
This is a really good question, Nama, because as this is a cloud-based solution and different technology, people tend to have doubts about it, right? But obviously, to get started, we need a customer having Business One or willing to have, right? Because as we work on top of Business One is required. But it doesn't matter if it's an on-premise or cloud deployment of Business One. Boyon Cloud works with both HANA and SQL, and also with all types of SAP licenses, a professional, limited, and even the user-based indirect access, which is a way more affordable. So we are pretty much ready for whatever SAP setup your customers have. If you have an up-to-date SAP environment, Boyon Cloud works.
Okay, so when you say up-to-date, you mean if I have the old
8.8, yeah, it doesn't work because it doesn't have the capabilities to use the service layer and things like this. So honestly, I recommend you guys go to SAP 10, get updated. There's a lot of cool stuff there. There's no reason for you're paying maintenance, right, or subscriptions. Just get the latest version of the software and be happy.
And I think now we've reached the main point that some of our partners will have while listening to our podcast. If I'm a partner, you know, why should I adopt this product? As this is subscription, we know that when you're running a subscription model as a partner, I don't see high revenue when I'm just starting out. So why should I take the effort and start?
Right. This is a good question because it's a big shift in the way the SAP Business One ecosystem has been working for many, many years. Of course, SAP already did this shift already since they started offering subscription-based models only. The thing is that mature partners have already understood that SAP B1, the business in general, depends on volume, right? So even with the sale of perpetual licenses, or what we used to call on-premise license, the recurring revenue component is present there, with the maintenance fee that's paid every year, right? So you do have recurring revenue with the perpetual license model as well. So recurring revenue nowadays is like a safety net, even in times of crisis like this pandemic. So having a good sales process, fast implementations, and volume is essential to have a healthy business for partners nowadays. And when you say we have a small revenue, you have a small revenue up front, but you have maybe even bigger revenue in the long run. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint anymore, right? So rapid implementation solutions like Boyon Cloud applications allow partners to be more efficient in their sales and implementation operations because it frees up resources for the acquisition of new SAP customers. So if you can deploy things faster, if you can implement projects faster, you're more competitive and you can go for additional customers, which is the real engine of this business model. You need to acquire every time more and more SAP customers. So whatever solution that helps you to move faster in this direction is extremely beneficial to your business. The entry barrier is very low for Boyon Cloud. I mean, it's a quite low-touch sales process because as the solutions are so intuitive and easy to demo, right, it brings partners a lot of opportunities to acquire new SAP customers and also upsell and cross-sell opportunities. The customer's initial commitment is very small because they can start with a commitment of like a 3-month subscription for one user. So instead of your sales team or the partner sales team spending their time convincing customer about the value of a given solution, let the customer use the product instead, right? Because when a customer understands the value of the product by himself or by herself, there's no lost sale. The deal is done. You don't need to convince anyone. They are convinced. So we believe in this model because we can deliver value up front. And then the sales arguments and compelling events become way more clear. There's not much objections from the end customer into this entire sales process.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shorter sales cycle. You don't need to invest in training, in consultant. You set it up in 2 hours, it's almost a no-brainer. And if you have the patience to see the revenue coming up, then that small subscription you made on the first month will grow into something substantial.
Yeah, and then your consultants are not trapped in the project, right? You can move forward to the next one because services are really difficult to scale, but software is not, right? It's much more profitable in the long run to scale based on software revenue than on services. That's a given fact. I mean, nothing to discuss about it.
So, okay, you got me convinced. You got our partners convinced. What are the next steps to take if they want to become a Boyon Cloud partner and want to add it into their portfolio of products?
Okay, yes. We are partners of pretty much all SAP partners worldwide. And by being a Boyon partner, you're already a Boyon Cloud partner, so to speak. It's just additional solution that we have in our portfolio. But if you're not still or already offering Boyon Cloud as part of your portfolio, we do have an amazing partner success team. Just reach out to your channel manager and say that you want to be happy with Boyon Cloud, right? And if you're not a partner, if by chance you're not a partner, just send an email to our sales team. It's sales@boyon-it.com. And a channel manager responsible for your region will get in touch with you.
Yeah, you can also fill in the registration form on our website where you can find, you can enter all the details and then it will reach the sales team.
Yeah, it's quite easy to reach out to us. You can also follow us on the social medias. We are on LinkedIn. You can add myself, Fernando Aleixo, in LinkedIn as well. And let's get in touch. Let's discuss about customer problems and potential solutions.
Well, Fernando, thank you so much for this really introduction for Boyon Cloud and what's in it for the partners, new partners and existing partners. I really appreciate you taking the time today for this podcast and for the partners listening in. I really hope you enjoyed. Stay tuned for the next podcast. And with that, we're going to say bye-bye. Thank you, Fernando.
Thanks, Nama. See you guys in the road. Bye-bye.